AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutton, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all-natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutton.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton, the skills and assistant coach for the Columbus Blue Jackets. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Marvel Universe live September 18th through the 20th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. My guest for tonight's show is from Chicago. He is an American Hockey League professional referee. I'm pleased to have Peter Tanaris standing in the crease. Welcome, Peter.
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you and I have known each other for an awful long time. We met when you were a player and not an official.
Yeah, that's correct. It was quite a few years ago, and it's been a great run since.
Do you get on the ice at all with a stick in your hand anymore?
You know what? I try and get on every once in a while to still show guys that I have a little bit left in the tank. It's few and far between.
I think an awful lot of officials still, if they did play and had a playing background, they still love to get on the ice.
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing better than getting out there and just having a game with your friends and being able to get that competitiveness back.
Peter, you're in Lake Placid, a place that I love. I spent an awful lot of time there with training with the women's Olympic team prior to Sochi. Great place. I'm just not sure if I like the dorms too much.
Yeah, you know what? It's pretty nice out here in general. The weather's been good to us so far. Today we've gotten a little bit of rain, but it's pretty surreal getting to see all the Olympic Training Center and everything it has to offer. It's been a great week so far.
Is that your first time there?
It's my first time out here. I got to tour things around the area and kind of soak things in. And I got to tell you, I got some pretty good goosebumps when walked into that arena there where the Miracle on Ice happened. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, with the red seats. I agree. The place reeks hockey. It's a great town. Great golf, by the way. I mean, they've got some great golf courses that are very, very old. But super town. I just love it there.
Yeah, no, it's pretty neat. Golf is on the list. Hopefully try and find a little time later in the week, get to enjoy that. But for now, the focus has been hockey, and we'll finish through with that.
So that's exactly why you're there. Did you have camp?
Yeah, we had, this is actually for USA Hockey on the officiating side. It's the elite experience. And it is a camp that kind of gets us a little bit of experience on the international side to kind of make that first step into international hockey for us on as officials. So much like the players, they're trying to make a spot on their team for the World Junior Championship roster, as well as Finland and Sweden bring a team here that I'm sure their guys are jockeying for position. It's the same kind of concept on our end. We skate the games throughout the week. We have supervision here from one current American official who's in the National Hockey League, mm-hmm. and a former NHL referee who is the junior coordinator, Scott Zelkin. So they give us feedback on our games, and we get to get the experience in the rules and the format of international hockey. So overall, it's a great platform, and I mean, you can't argue with the setting that we're in.
You've reached the American Hockey League level right now. I got a chance to see you work throughout the year. I think I saw one of your first games or second games in the league. What about your international competition background right now? Have you had a lot of it?
From the international side, this is the first step for us in trying to get involved in the IIHF and attempt to get licensed. So I'm still getting into my first stages of that. But on the professional side, we see guys from different areas of the world that have come from different leagues and different experience. And it's pretty interesting to get that experience with those guys and kind of see where they came from and how they developed.
And I know these top officials from the National Hockey League that have been in Olympic competition. I know it's an honor for them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they take great pride in getting that phone call. And, I mean, there's something to be said about working in the best league in the world. But it's a different kind of honor to be able to represent your country in international competition and go there as a representative and get to showcase what you have and try and work your way into those final assignments.
And it's a different type of pressure. When I was there for Olympic competition, scouting so many games, I really believe that it was a different type of pressure, whether you were a female official or a male.
No, it's a different kind of media spotlight. And I mean, there's just something to be said about carrying that. I don't want to call it a burden, but we'll stick with the pressure of having that representation of more than just yourself. You know, you've got a country that you're proud to be from, and you know, you're trying to move forward with things on your skill set and try and do as best as you can to represent things well.
Tell me about Scott Zelkin back with USA Hockey in a big way. What exactly is his position?
He's the junior coordinator. He oversees the junior officiating department, and he's also the referee in chief for the United States Hockey League.
I thought so.
So he is actually going to oversee the USHL this coming season, and also is helping coordinate things on this camp moving forward with the international officials.
And USA Hockey right now, Peter, is they're recruiting nothing but the top instructors, aren't they, for all these camps?
Oh, it is a top that we have. There's another program that USA Hockey also offers, which is the Program of Merit. It's run strictly by former National Hockey League or current National Hockey League officials that are U.S. born. And they're bringing the best to teach us up and coming officials, and it's an amazing opportunity because we can act as sponges and really learn from these guys that have been through it and have also been under the big lights.
Between Canada Hockey and USA Hockey, is there much of a difference? Is one trying to be that much stronger, or can they even be, or would it just be reinventing the game?
I don't think it's a matter of reinventing the game. I think that we're seeing a lot of continuity between the U.S. and Canada with things, and I think that's really good for the game of hockey to get kind of everyone on the same page as far as developing officials. I like seeing that that things are kind of changing in the way of showcasing the up-and-coming officials on the same platform of these international stages, and I think it's just good overall for development of officials. I mean, if you put the top guys from each area of the world on the ice together and they get to really lace them up and get out there, I think it just does nothing but good for the game.
On the international side, what country right now is producing some strong officials?
Well, recently we saw an official actually hired by the NHL on a minor league contract who came out of Russia. It seems as though that...
I saw him last year. I remember seeing him, yep.
Yeah, it seems as though the KHL's got a few officials that are kind of moving up the ranks. But the U.S. and Canada have always been kind of spearheading things as far as the officiating front. It's interesting to see how things kind of develop with that. I mean, you want to see the game grow throughout the world. And I think that's the beauty of what this game is that once it gets in other areas of the world, we can truly see what there is out there.
And, Peter, as far as when you see international competition, the only problem I have, and I saw it in Sochi, is when you have an official that cannot speak the language, I feel that could be a problem. I mean, it throws both teams for a loop a little bit. It throws coaching staff and, obviously, the players off just a bit.
Well, communication is a huge part of what we do, and it kind of goes in line with what we do as officials and in building a rapport with the players and earning that kind of trust. And if you can't communicate things well, it makes it a harder challenge for those officials. And, you know, we've seen a lot of guys, at least here in North America, that may come from Quebec and in parts of Quebec where, let's say, there's not as prevalent of English. And, you know, they come down here and they have to learn really how to use their English to communicate well. And, you know, they may be good officials, but it's an integral part of what we do, communicating in the game. I mean, it's just it's an extra hurdle that some of those officials have to get over.
And they obviously need the assistance from their crew, whether it's a three-man crew or a four-man system, and that's big, too, in a big way.
Oh, yeah, that team part of our game is huge, and that's the thing that I think is the most interesting to become an official. It's that team aspect that we carry through. You know, you really miss that when you are not part of the game.
You have been listening to In the Crease Hockey Radio on AM 560. The Answer. We will be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. Good news on the inbound Edens. It's cleared up from Oakton to Toohey. It's 19 minutes to the junction from Lake Cook. On the inbound Kennedy, showing much improvement, but still heavy from Ohio into the Circle. It's about 27 minutes to downtown from O'Hare. Inbound on the Eisenhower, they cleared that accident at Ridgeland. No residual delays. The inbound Stevenson Ramp to the inbound Dan Ryan is slow. The southbound Lakeshore Drive exit to the Stevenson heavy. Inbound Dan Ryan, stop and go from the Stevenson up to the Circle, about 20 minutes up to downtown from 95th. Westbound Jane Addams, tight from Barrington to Higgins. In Gary, Indiana, northbound Klein is closed at Michigan to the toll road, so expect delays. Chicago weather currently 77 degrees and overcast. Overnight, the low 71 with a chance of showers. Tomorrow, the high 79. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
The Sean Hannity Show.
That's what this has become. A weak and timid and visionless Washington Republican establishment. And it's now hit a tipping point. We're now at the point where everybody wants... Look, this is all... This dovetails perfectly into an analysis of why you see the meteoric rise of Donald Trump.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5, on AM 560. The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros. Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-504-3229. That's 1-800-504-3229.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-504-3229. That's 1-800-504-3229.
AM 560, The Answer.
We have returned to In the Crease, and your host, Kenny McCutton. This portion of our program is brought to you by Coco 5, all-natural coconut water developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts. Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. My guest tonight is Peter Tarnaris, who is a professional AHL official that seems to be moving up the ranks very, very quickly. Peter, how different was the American Hockey League game for you this year?
The American Hockey League, the biggest thing that I noticed in coming up through the minor league ranks is the quickness of the players. Everyone talks about speed in the game, and speed is obviously increasing as you go up the levels, but things just happen quicker at that level because play is so much crisper. Guys are playing to their systems well, and there's that much more skill at that level, and the guys are all bigger. So it's something you have to adjust to, and as an official, you almost have to be one step ahead in how you read and react to plays.
And it's still going to be cleaner to the next level, to the National Hockey League level, as we know. American Hockey League compared to the Central and the East Coast Hockey Leagues, how do you rate it?
You know what? Obviously, it's head and shoulders difference, but I think what you see from the officiating side is, again, with that crispness, you're able to read plays a lot easier because you can anticipate where the puck's going.
Mm-hmm.
The player's putting a puck into an area of the ice. They're most likely doing it with a purpose. Sometimes at the lower levels, there may be low percentage plays that are occurring by players, either by pressure or by poor decision. And you don't see as many of those low percentage plays at the American League level. They play a little higher percentage hockey and use their options better.
And there is some games, as we know, that everybody's going 100 miles an hour and it's all over the map and these guys don't care where you're standing. They'll fire the puck just to clear the zone because it's their job.
Yeah, no, it's you're definitely at risk out there. We're in an enclosed environment and you have to be able to read and react to things. Otherwise, you are part of the play, and sometimes you get dinged with the puck. And, believe me, when people yell, "Ref, get out of the way," we for sure don't want to be hit by the puck. I can tell you that.
Peter, do you feel a different type of pressure in the American Hockey League?
Sure, it's a different pressure because you're dealing with a little different format and platform in the American Hockey League. There's players that are up and down between the National League and the American Hockey League. Top end prospects that are breaking in, coming out of major junior, and then there's also those veteran players that have established themselves either at the National Hockey League level and are kind of on the back nine of their career, or those players that have established themselves in the American Hockey League for a long career that you have to deal with. I mean, at the pro level, you're dealing with personnel.
Mm-hmm.
It's managing 46 different personalities every single night. And dealing with those guys that have been around and are those veteran guys, those are the ones that you want to kind of lean on for things if you have something to point out to them, or maybe there's a new guy that's come in that might be a little fiery young guy that might be kind of walking that line. They may be that guy you want to lean on to talk to kind of help through things.
Peter, what is a guy like yourself? I mean, I'm sure it's similar to a player. What do you personally have to keep on doing, whether it's off the ice or on the ice, to get to the National Hockey League level?
Well, I mean, physical fitness is a huge priority in today's game. I mean, they're looking at athletes now.
Mm-hmm.
The game's changed, and it's become a 12-month sport. It's no longer training camp is no longer a place that you go to get into shape. It's a place that you go to get ready for the season and kind of be able to measure what you've done throughout the summer to prepare yourself for the next season. So from my perspective, I mean, the training in the off season is extremely important in what we do as far as weightlifting and that off ice kind of regimen that you put yourself on to prepare yourself.
I personally, when I watch a game and I watch officials, I personally judge an official by their skating game, whether or not they can keep up, whether they can get out of the way. You've got a flawless skating game. You've got a beautiful stride, which should last for quite a few years.
I appreciate that. I mean, I as a player and as an official, I got to be taught by one of the best in yourself, and I've met a lot of others throughout the road that have helped with that. But it's a skill you have to hone on, and skating is the most integral piece of what we do on the ice. It's the first thing that gets noticed when we get on the ice, and it's where you establish your credibility on the ice, I think, when you first get out there. I mean, it's as a coach player, I think that's the first thing the guys kind of look at is you know, hey, can this guy skate?
I agree.
And goes on from there. You know, if they can see that you can skate, you might get the benefit of doubt in some situations and positioning on areas of the ice that you need to get to.
I look at a Chicago product when I go to a game at the United Center and see Andy McElman. The guy can fly. I mean, Andy's no spring chicken anymore. I think 18, 19 years in the league, and he can fly up and down the wing.
No, you know what? And that's a credit to him for all these years that he's been involved to still be able to keep his skating as sharp as it is. And he goes out there every night and gives what he's got in the tank every single night. And that's what makes those guys great, is not just having one game, but stringing, you know, 75 of them along in a row and being prepared to put the hard hat on and go to work every night.
With all the officials trying to keep up with the game today, what do you like better, the three-man system or the four-man system?
You know what? The game has become such a stretch game, and a game where, since that neutral zone is kind of eliminated with center line offside being out of our game, the four official system just puts you in a position to get clean angles on almost every play. You've got someone else that you can kind of lean on for things away from the play. Your head's not having to turn. I mean, your vision and your sight lines are always open, and you're put in a position where you're more often than not out of the way or can put yourself out of the way. So the four official system, I think, has obviously been proven to be better. It's the predominant system used in the National Hockey League and in international competition on the men's side. And I think that moving forward, I think we're going to see some changes on that, hopefully see a little more of it involved in the trickle-down effect in the minors and lower levels.
With a four-man system, I always get a kick out of if there's a play directly in front of you, but you've been twisted or turned in the corner. There's bodies flying each way, and you're trying to get out of the way, and you miss that penalty 10 feet in front of you, but the guy in the neutral zone catches it.
Yeah, you know what? It's something that you don't really think about too much as a fan, but, you know, we have our own systems and positioning, too, and there's some times where, you know, as an official, we try and open up our field of vision. And when we're really jockeying for position on a scramble, the penalty they make occur directly in front of you may be something that you're not necessarily looking at because you're in that scramble and you're kind of honed into a different area. And as a high guy, they have that open perspective that they get to look at, especially on penalties or infractions in the slot or middle area of the offensive zone, where they can pick up on that and step up and be a teammate and make that call.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. You use the word jockey, and I mean, there's so much of that type of play happening today. Again, these kids don't care. They're just trying to run one another, and they're just trying to get the puck out of the zone or in the net. But let's go back to when you go back to basics and fundamentals today, Peter, who do you look for as far as your guidance today? Who do you keep on going back to?
You know, for fundamentals and guidance, I was pretty fortunate when I first started. There was a gentleman from Chicago, Joe Prescott, who was a great mentor to me.
Yeah.
And Joe is arguably one of the more passionate guys that you find in the game of hockey. But he's helped me throughout in the game and the mental side of the game and thinking about being a student of the game of hockey. And I think that's what helps prepare guys for the next level, is truly being a student of the game and integrating yourself and in how, you know, the game functions and, you know, those little nuances and nuggets of information that you can pick up. But, you know, at the pro level, I have my friend Brian Pancich.
Yes.
He's a linesman National Hockey League, a product of the U.S. Development Program. He's someone I lean on with questions on just little things. Again, at the pro level, it's small things that make a difference in how you might deal with a situation or might deal with a coach, it's a great way to be able to learn from guys that have had that experience and are able to pass it on.
I know Brian also is an Illinois product, and going back to Joe Prescott, not only has he guided so many officials, hundreds of them, he's guided coaches, he's guided people within the game. He's a phenomenal guy in every way. He's just
individual, we can't have enough of those people in our game.
I agree with that, Peter. We will return with my guest, Peter Tarnaris, within the crease after these messages.
Republican candidates for president debated for the first time. And you heard it exclusively on AM 560, The Answer.
We have people in Washington that don't know what they're doing.
He's already hedging his bet on the Clintons.
What happens next?
People are uninformed.
Happens here.
But if this election is a resume competition, then Hillary Clinton's going to be the next president.
This is your election headquarters.
I didn't get a phone call from Bill Clinton before I jumped in the race.
This is AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. The U.S. deploying 6 fighter jets to Turkey as part of the mission to defeat ISIS.
At the moment, most of the planes being used against Islamic State are flying from an aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf and Gulf State air bases. And that means they take 4 or 5 hours to get to their targets. It involves a lot of refueling, a lot of fatigue for the pilots. Whereas if they use Incirlik, it means they're at Islamic State targets within an hour.
Journalist Dorian Jones in Istanbul on Sky News. There are reports of multiple shots fired, according to police in St. Louis County. It happened in Ferguson, Missouri, during demonstrations on the one-year anniversary of Michael Brown's death. 1 year ago, on August 9th, a white police officer shot the unarmed black teen and killed him. However, there were no charges brought against him by the Justice Department or by the local municipalities. Fox News. We report. You decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. On the inbound Kennedy, it's steadily improving. Still tight from Hubbard's Cave to the Circle. However, it's about 25 minutes to downtown from O'Hare. Express lanes are closed. Eastbound on the 290 extension, slow with construction from Beester Field to Thorndale. The inbound Eisenhower is clear at Ridgeland, where there was an earlier crash. No residual delays. The inbound Stevenson ramp to the inbound Dan Ryan has cleared up, but the southbound Lakeshore Drive exit to the Stevenson still sluggish. Inbound Dan Ryan slow from 18th up to the Circle, about 17 minutes up to downtown from 95th. Westbound Jane Addams tight from Barrington to Higgins. Good news in Gary, Indiana. Northbound Klein has reopened at Michigan. No residual delays. Chicago weather currently 77 degrees and overcast. Overnight the low 71 with a chance of showers. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all natural coconut water in 6 thirst quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand-named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know you could save as much as 70% on term life insurance? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their most affordable rates on term life insurance products. And I mean affordable. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-941-9366. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%, and the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-941-9366. That's 1-800-941-9366.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease with your host, Kenny McCudden. My guest has been Peter Tarnaris, a hockey referee that I admire in the pro game very much. Peter, as far as you brought up Prescott, you brought up Brian Panich. Where's Andy McElman in your sight lines as far as a guy that you look up to?
Andy's someone that anytime that I need to, I can pick up the phone and give him a call. He's someone that's gotten even more involved in USA Hockey as far as camps and development of officials. And he's a guy that, you know, 20-plus years in the National Hockey League, there's not a lot that Andy hasn't seen. So it's pretty neat to be able to pick someone's brain that has that kind of experience and just get to hear how they would deal with situations or even just hear their experiences in things. It's pretty neat. I mean, what we don't really think too much about is that as officials, you know, we don't really get a home game. So life away from family and friends is tough at sometimes. And you kind of learn from these veteran guys how to also cope and deal with that on the road life. And I'm pretty lucky to have been able to meet those kinds of individuals, you know, including Andy, and be able to learn from those guys on how to deal with that.
I know Andy's involved at the highest level, which is called USA Hockey Officiating Program of Merit. Tell me about that program.
That program is a program that USA Hockey works in conjunction with the National Hockey League, and they have selected each year top officials that they would consider prospective officials to be moving up into the higher levels of hockey and hopefuls for the National Hockey League. It's run by current or former NHL officials.
Yep.
And we work games at a USA Hockey Select Festival for the U-17s at that tournament. And we've got video that we break down. We do classroom sessions. We've got questions that we kind of relay and get answered in the classroom. And we kind of learn the little nuances from our in-game supervision that we get from those officials of experience. I mean, it's pretty neat to get to hear from those guys because of their experience, but they break down a game that can be complicated at times and make it so simple.
How much is seeing the game using your vision a major part of, for instance, classroom or on ice training?
Well, seeing the game is important in the sense that you need to get a clear look at things and not guess on the ice. And sometimes we get in a rhythm where we get comfortable in areas of the ice and we don't try and establish a sight line. And that's where we kind of get bit is when we get that comfort on the ice. You're going to have to battle through bigger bodies as you move up through levels. And establishing a sight line is important. And it kind of goes along with skating, Kenny, because, you know, a lot of guys, if you're not a smooth skater, you think about, you know, your field of vision, what you're looking at. You can take a $3,000 HD TV today and shake the thing, and you're not going to get a good picture.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with what we're looking at in our sight lines and being able to keep a smooth, still stride and get to areas of the ice that you need to be to see a play.
I mean, I ask that question because they're always talking about players' vision. And do you ever see a day possibly where a National Hockey League player, I mean, I think Paul Stewart obviously played in the National Hockey League, but you think there'll be a day where we will see more and more players become on-ice officials?
Well, I think that they're trying to make that transition now, and the National Hockey League currently on their staff has quite a few former players that have played at the junior level or some even at the professional level who have had great success. But I think that, you know, playing the game gives you that feel that
sure.
You don't just get born with, you know, and that feel for the game is important to know when to be involved, when not to be involved, you know, what penalties are ones that you need to jump onto. And, you know, we wear a black and white jersey to every game, but there's, if you look really close between those stripes, there's still a little area of gray in between there. And that gray area is what makes our game great. And players possess that that knowledge of that gray area through experience. But I can tell you, no matter what level you've played at, almost everybody says in their experience as an official, when you get on that other side of the whistle, it's a whole new world.
Oh, I agree. So, do you remember a name by the name of King Clancy?
I do.
Do you remember what all his job titles were?
Quite a few.
Yeah. He was a player. He was a GM. He was a coach. And he was also an official. That day, I don't think we'll ever see that day.
Yeah, it's I don't know if we will. I hope we do, because that kind of individual would be someone that's obviously a 24/7 hockey person and has integrated himself in the game and experienced every side of it. But it's interesting. I mean, in the officiating world, it's a very different way to look at the game. I mean, now as an official, I don't even watch hockey the same way I used to as a kid growing up playing. You know, I watch it from the officiating side. I mean, still there's moments where I catch myself saying, wow, that was an amazing play.
Yeah.
You know, admiring the skill set that these, you know, superstar players have and that they work on. But, you know, we also watch it from the officiating side and get to kind of admire or learn from those individuals that do this for a living.
I agree. You have been listening to In the Crease. We will be back after a word from our sponsors.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. On Metro, there's a delay on the Milwaukee West Line. Train number 2724 was due in Chicago at 11:24. It's running about 40 minutes late due to freight train interference. Good news on the inbound Kennedy. All delays have cleared up from Hubbard's Cave to the Circle. It's about 20 minutes to downtown from O'Hare. Express lanes are closed. Eastbound 290 extension slow with road work from Beister Field to Thorndale. On the inbound Eisenhower at Ridgeland, they cleared a crash. No residual delays there. The inbound Stevenson Ram to the inbound Dan Ryan has cleared up. Inbound Dan Ryan clear from the Stevenson up to the Circle. Westbound Jane Addams a bit slow from Barrington to Higgins. In Gary, northbound Klein has cleared up at Michigan. Chicago weather currently 77 degrees and overcast. Overnight the low 71 with a chance of showers. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection? Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster. And this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5. All-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Here we are again, the Animal Stories News Team. I'm Uncle Larry.
And I'm Little Tommy. Every family should have emergency plans in the event something bad happens. You know, a bad storm could damage your house. You may have to evacuate for some reason.
And always include your pet in those plans. Make sure you have a 2-week supply of food, water, medicine.
Yeah, and make sure you have your ID tags on everything with your cell phone number and all your pet vaccination records. Log on to ready.illinois.gov for more info.
Sponsored by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Hi, the Laz Brothers here from The Laz Word with me, Tom.
And me, little brother Dave.
The Laz Word gives new meaning to late-night talk in Chicago. We do a mix of politics, law, and the comedy of life.
With so much to talk about in Chicago right now, we definitely have plenty of fodder. Join us each week on The Laz Word for fun and adventure, featuring your favorite politicians, newsmakers, and many more.
Listen to us each Sunday night at midnight right here on AM 560.
The Laz Word with Tom and Dave.
AM 560, The Answer.
You have returned to In the Crease, your Sunday night hockey radio show. This part of our show is brought to you by my dear friends at Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. They've got stores in Buffalo Grove, Mundelein, Naperville, Northbrook, and Round Lake Beach. I've been talking hockey shop tonight with my guest, Peter Tarnaris, who officiates in the American Hockey League. Peter, right now, what advice do you have for younger officials that are going to camps throughout, whether it's the West Coast or the East Coast or here throughout the central area in Illinois? What words of wisdom do you have, whether they're 10 or 12 years old?
Well, those officials that are first starting out, it's a tough road to start on because, you know, being on the other side of the whistle, you kind of feel like you're alone out there, but you got to be able to lean on your teammates on the ice. But as far as advice that I'd give, I'd say that you go out there and you skate every game as best you can. You be honest with yourself and you be honest with the teams. I mean, we're human and we still make mistakes at times. But most importantly, to be humble and realize that, you know, God gave you 2 ears and one mouth for a reason. And in moments where you get that chance to be able to learn something from people in our game of experience, use your ears and listen and try and integrate it into what we do. Because what we do is more of an art form, Kenny, than anything. It's subjective. It's not objective. And, you know, being able to learn that art is a skill that you're not going to learn overnight.
Peter, I did a show roughly about 3 months ago on the pressure on young athletes. Well, we know there's an awful lot of pressure on young officials, whether you are on the soccer pitch or a baseball diamond or the ice rink, and between parents and coaches, the screaming, the yelling, it actually sends these young officials the other way, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know what? That's kind of part of the game that I don't really like to see too often. I think that with the way things have changed societally, I think we just see that it's become an acceptable part of the game to kind of take that abuse on out on the official. And you know, more often than not, it's a finger pointing that you know is hard to really get when you're a young kid that's first starting out. And how to deal with that? It's a difficulty for these young kids that have someone that maybe double their age, triple their age, and sometimes to tell them that, you know, they're acting out of line. And it takes those older individuals to be able to teach those young guys how to step up and you know, kind of defend themselves and say, hey, listen, we're here to have a fair and safe game, and we don't need, you know, emotion turning into abuse.
When I walk into a rink and I see an official at 10 or 11 years old, I love that he's out there and he's got another avenue to take the game. I mean, if he's done with playing and he wants to officiate, great. But I also feel sorry for him because at that age, it's very tough to make decisions.
No, it is. It is. And, you know, I started very young. I started when I was 12 years old. I also had a late start playing. I started officiating the same year that I started playing. And I played for several years after while I was officiating. And it was a tough balance to keep. But, you know, for those young officials that I see out there, you know, it takes thick skin at times. But more importantly, it takes us being a team and working together and trying to make the best decision we can. And also, you know, I know that there's communication to the coaches. And I hope the coaches and teams are kind of passing word along to parents to understand that, you know, there is a difference between emotion and abuse in what we do, and that line has to be drawn on the adult side, because we don't want to see these kids keep being lost in our game.
How much is that part of the USA program, taking a kid to the side where he can call a supervisor, talk about who he's written up, whatever the case is, but we know a lot of them won't even take it that far because they won't even bring their skates out of their bag again?
Yeah, you know what? I can tell you from personal experience, Kenny, after my first game that I ever officiated, I wanted to quit. And it was for that reason. My father is the one that got me to stick with it, taught me that, you know, you don't give up on something.
I agree, yeah.
On the first try. And, you know, I have him to thank for giving and instilling that into me in continuing to push forward on that. But, you know, I think that it's something that we're aware of, and we try and take care of it internally, as a lot of things are taken care of in our game, on communicating and making people aware of behavioral changes that need to take place. But USA Hockey has a zero tolerance policy in place with posters around all the rinks, making people aware of this, that it's become an issue. I know that on the Canadian side, there's been action taking place in some arenas where they have prohibited some parents from even being in the arena during the game. And I don't want that to be something that is the norm, because, you know, having your parents at the game as fans for you, cheering on, you know, both teams if they make a great play is something that we'd like to see.
And I hope all these camps that are out there, the private camps, whether it's Koharski or Kozari, I hope they're bringing this up, this educational side, up to their younger officials.
Oh, it's definitely something that's talked about in those camps and also camps throughout the U.S. and Canada. It's important for us to make the young officials aware of how to deal with these situations, because they are at times adult situations, and these are still kids that are dealing with adult situations. So it's we put the onus on us to kind of help things become better in how we deal with it, because more often than not, the kind of aggression or the issue that people have is with the jersey, not with the individual.
I agree. You have been listening to Kenny McCudden and Peter Tanaris here in the Crease on AM 560. The Answer. Stay tuned.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5, hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Your 2-year-old has a fever and needs antibiotics. Trouble is, it's 3 a.m. and the doctor's office is closed, so you'll need to pack up all the kids and drive to the ER. But not anymore. If you have Teladoc from MyDiscountHealth.com, just call the toll-free number 24/7. You'll speak to a board-certified, state-licensed doctor who, if needed, can write a prescription right over the phone. MyDiscountHealth.com includes Teladoc, with 11 other services, including dental, vision, and prescription discounts, all for less than $25 a month. Learn more by calling toll-free 844-450-2273. That's 844-450-2273. This plan is not health insurance and does not replace health insurance. Members pay participating providers directly and receive discounts immediately. Savings varies by provider and service. Cancel within 30 days and get a full refund less processing fee. Discount Medical Plan Organization is Carrington International Corp., Frisco, Texas. This plan is not available in all areas. Call 844-450-2273 or go to MyDiscountHealth.com.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease with your host, Kenny McCudden. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Marvel Universe, live September 18th through the 20th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit Rosemont.com. Tonight, we've been on the ice rink with my guest, Peter Tanaris. Peter, being a top official right now in the American Hockey League after your first year, I know we spoke about the skating game being a top priority. Is that everyone else's top priority also?
Of course it is, and like we said earlier, it's the first thing that gets noticed on the officiating side is how well of a skater an official is, and if they can get to areas of the ice that they need to be to establish a sight line and see those calls.
Where should these younger officials right now be going to seminars? I see their seminars, for instance, on the West Coast. Michelle Voyer, he's got an officiating school there. We've got Eastern schools handling all the Eastern states. What type of schools should these young officials be going to?
Well, Michelle, I actually attended Michelle's camp back several years ago, and he puts a great product out there. Steve Cozari's got a great camp in BC. There's a camp out east, Pittsburgh Elite Officiating Camp, that I know that does a great job. And I can speak for also in Chicago. We've got a core group of younger kids that are motivated, that are looking to better themselves as officials on the skating side, on the physical side, on the rule knowledge side. And we've put together last year we did a 13-week program for these officials in working on ice and off ice. Those are great ones to go to for private camps. USA Hockey also has, for those officials that are trying to move up the ranks, they have a central district camp. They have got a regional camp that you apply to and are accepted to, a national camp that you apply to and are accepted to. And you have the likes of Scott Zelkin, who yep. gets to come out to those camps and recruit on those camps. So it's more or less not only an educational experience that you can bring things back home with you, but it's a trip that you can get scouted on as well.
Peter, these private schools, do they have to go by USA Hockey officiating rules?
Not every private school necessarily goes by the USA Hockey officiating rules. They're in different, countries at times. But the basis is somewhat the same on what we do. There's different nuances in every level and every league of our positioning rules, things that kind of get adjusted that, once you are, a pro at things, you learn to have to hold yourself accountable to knowing and understanding. And we have training camps that obviously we attend at the pro level that we go over sorts of things like that. But for the private camps, they're more or less camps that are an open platform of teaching the game and teaching officiating.
And Peter, I remember when I did a couple of seasons of some AHL and USHL and NA officials, I did not go by any of the rule book at all because I felt I was being hired for a special purpose to be a little different.
Well, it was a special purpose, and it was a great thing because we got to really hone in on skating with those sessions that we had, and we also got to do it in a different kind of setting because, things kind of get repetitive in what we would consider our practice time, which is we don't get much of it. That's another thing people don't really think about is we as officials, we don't get that practice. That players would be able to get out there and really feel things through. We get real game. That's our experience, and it's 60 minutes, and you got to be sharp for all 60 minutes.
Peter, what I tried to do there was bring everybody together a little differently than their normal camps, and I tried to do that in a big way. But Peter, I wish you well with your pro career, and I thank you for being in the crease tonight.
Thank you very much for having me, Kenny, and thanks again for everything.
I'd like to thank my producer, Debbie Schreiner, who sits on the other side of the glass, for passing me that puck all night tonight. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. You can listen to archive shows at icecompanyhockey.net. We will return to In the Crease next Sunday night at 11 p.m. Keep your head up, and good night.
Most grocery stores lack that special.